KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Local sports, national sports. The GCAT is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hola, amigos. It is hour number three, or as I said in the beginning of the show, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock,
baby. It is signing day. Day two, or the second signing period this year. You had an early signing period in December for LSU fans. I don't know. Some of you guys are tweeting hashtag disaster.
About signing day, it's all good. We got this.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
It is. Shock Gene and Digital Underground. And, of course, head coach Sean of the Peyton. A big day, of course. We always say and mention, look, signing day, a lot of the focus obviously goes to the Tigers and the schools. So much talent in the state of Louisiana. And it is the feeder and the hotbed for a lot of the other schools, including the Nichols Colonels, as head coach Tim Rebo joins us to talk about his recruiting class and his exciting season from a year ago. Coach, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. Hey, National Signing Day is always a great day, isn't it?
It really is, and I say that because it's interesting. I think a lot of times maybe we get a little carried away, and maybe even us in the media and fans. Did we get this guy? Who did we get this guy? How good is he in this and that? And then you look on Twitter, and I guess with social media the way it is now, Coach, you get to see when kids sign or make their decisions, and you see a lot of them get emotional. Some are crying. You have mothers and fathers next to them. It's a pretty big decision, and it's probably something you don't take lightly when you walk into somebody's home, huh?
No, you use that. Listen, I used to always talk about how important recruiting is in relationships, and the guy's going to spend the next 4 to 5 years of his life, right, at your school playing ball. I had a young man tell me this recruiting season, he says, Coach, this is such a big decision. It's one that's going to affect me for the next 30 years of my life. And, you know, where I'm going to go to school, get my degree, graduate. So that's how big this is, and that's how important it is. I think though, with the social media nowadays, remember how, Gus, back in the day it used to be, man, signing day, you didn't know, you couldn't wait to read the paper the next day to find out where all the guys signed. You know, now it's such instant gratification.
Right.
You know already. Sure, I mean, all the lists out, everybody's out. You know where all the guys are going, but still, it's still very much important.
Speaking with Coach Tim Rebo of the Nichols Colonels, exciting season from a year ago. We'll get to that here in a second, but again, we're talking about recruiting day and really just the classes and how you get these guys to get in there. Winning matters, and I think it helps. And obviously when you have success, maybe kids will listen a little bit more. You have some access to some different homes that you maybe didn't. I threw a question out there today pertaining to LSU fans that are a little upset that people aren't picking them and going, well, so what's your number one selling point? So, Coach, I'll ask it to you. What is your number one selling point when you sit down and say, hey, why don't you consider playing over at Nichols? Here's why.
Relationships, number one, hands down. I understand who we are. I understand where we are. And we got to sell that it's not the size of the stadium. It's not what color's your uniform. If you got Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour, okay? It's not the locker room. It's about the people inside. And I think that's what it's all about. And I think as you'll see, as you talked about signing days, and guys are the greatest thing in the world, you know, when they sign, and some of them don't pan out, right? And then they look in the transfer, and they say, hey, I'm beyond all that, the big stadiums, you know, I just want to go and play. But I made the comment today in the press conference, too, and I said, I think a couple years ago when we first got here, we had to sell that we were going to build it. okay, and we talked about it is about the relationships, and we got to develop it. And then I thought last year our players sold it, the Chase Fourcades and the Damian Jumpers and the Sully Leshes. Those guys sold, and they recruited for us. And now I think this year, I think it even takes a different turn is we won. We're winning. And we went to the playoffs. And that's what's kind of selling for us and working for us. Look, it was tough a couple of years ago when you put an N on your shirt and you went out to schools and different places. There wasn't a whole lot of respect. And I think, you know, by the progress we made, by winning three, by winning five, and then last year winning eight, you're right. You get a little different look from some kids and some people that you might not have gotten before.
You do. There's no doubt about it. At Nichols FB is the way to follow them over on Twitter, speaking with head coach Tim Rebo. I think, Coach, the other thing that you get to when you're trying to build that program, be consistent and do the winning, you guys are doing one thing on the staff side. Players are trying to build that and leave a legacy as well when they go. And I think when you do all of that, the fan community and support also adds to it. It's a multi-tier thing. It's easy to look at Nick Saban in Alabama and see the machine that that is. But right. In order to get that, facilities, now you mentioned uniforms, things of that nature. Hey, that's today's kid. They want to know this. You know, do they get that? What kind of, am I going to be on TV? Can my folks can see it? Can I get to the next level? Things like that. There's a lot that goes into not only recruiting, but it's a multi-tiered effect or way to help build a program, isn't it?
Yeah, look, when I was in Lafayette and we were with a particular brand that was in, and I thought we had great gear and great stuff. And Isaac, Coach, changed it, and we went to Adidas because he said that's what the kids wanted. You know, one of the kids told him, I'm going to such and school because they're in Adidas school. I mean, it's crazy how some of the kids look at it now. Mm-hmm. They want all the bling. They want all the flash, you know. And so and you got to do that. You've got to be able to keep up in today's world. And look, we're slowly getting there. I mean, do we have the unlimited checkbook like some of them? No, you know we don't, but, you know, we're getting the new turf. We got the new school board. We're improving to our facilities. Matt Rohn has done a great job, our athletic director. Things that should have been done over here years ago are finally starting to get done. So it's good to see the progress.
Coach, one of the things, and we'll move into your class here next as well, that makes that important. And again, I just know this from covering schools and it's a pride thing. I mean, you mentioned the scoreboard, you mentioned the turf, you mentioned the unis. Hey, you like to look good, you like to feel good, and a lot of that has to do with pride, doesn't it?
Yeah, and look, I don't want to say I'm so old, but I'm kind of old school. I love modern technology, and I love all the new things, but I'm kind of, you know, from the old school. Like, we have a little tunnel we run out of, and so somebody wanted to get us one of those helmets, so somebody stepped up, we got us the big Nichols helmet we run out of. Next thing you know, we have the fire department coming here with blowing the smoke and the horns and coming out. I mean, that's what the kids like, and it sells. And I tell you what, now, it's been pretty impressive coming out when you watch some of the videos, and those kids love it.
Right? No, absolutely. Then make sure you tweet it, Coach. You got to make sure you tweet it, Instagram it, and Facebook Live it, and then you're on to something. Tim Rebo, the head coach of the Nichols Colonels here. All right, let's get into what last season sort of meant to as well, and we'll look at your class to wrap things up. How exciting was last year to be able to continue the progress? And then, man, you hosted a postseason game. I know it didn't end the way you liked, but how was that week leading up to it, and how can you build from that?
Well, I think the game, the way it ended so abruptly for us and our guys, they were crushed and disappointed, and likely so. But then, you know, when time heals a lot of that, and when you stop to look back and some of the things that we've done, you can really say, hey, man, we are making the progress. By, you know, going 7-2 in the league was pretty impressive. Undefeated at home, and then hosting a playoff game here for the first time ever. Are things that we could build on and grow on in our guys. And that's going to be the big message in the off season is, you know, we can't be satisfied, and you can't think that you have arrived, you know, because somebody's going to always be down, looking down your neck, man, ready to get after you. So we got things going. Our guys know they're working hard, and I think we got a good nucleus coming back. And listen, when you have so many returning starters and your starting quarterback back coming back, you ought to look to have a little success.
What was the focus of this recruiting class in 2018 for you?
You know, when we look, it's a small class, small in numbers. So I think it was a little bit more difficult when you look at it. We're probably a little top-heavy on the offensive side. I don't know if that was going into it, if that was the plan. Well, we knew we needed some linemen. We needed a little help at receiver. And then we got a couple athletes in the mix. So I think we got some things we needed. Recruiting is an ongoing process. We probably can look to still maybe look to try to get a guy in the secondary, in the back end if we can. So, I'm pleased. But, you know, the thing you got to be careful about, our first couple of years we were talking, we signed 27, 26. Last year was a little smaller, and then this year was small. So it's hard. You really can't miss when you're signing a small class. You got to really be on, and if you lose a guy late or something, you could be in trouble, you know, a little bit. But next year we get back to normal. We'll sign a big class, probably somewhere around 20, 22 guys next year. We can get back on track.
Mm-hmm. When you take a look at this year's class, lots of locals, lots of folks in the state as well, and a pair of De La Salle players, and De La Salle is one of the best high school teams this season. Is that kind of something you keep an eye on as well, pedigree? In other words, hey, these kids come from a place that they're used to winning, or they've had good seasons, so that's that expectation level. And also, where do you think Gums and James can maybe help out that way?
Well, I think it goes in cycles like that. You know, we don't just go to a school and say, oh, they have a winning program and we're going to get guys. But it sure helps to go to programs like that because they know how to be successful. When you go to the Lutcher Bulldogs in the Riverside and to the Destrehans along the river, the Catholic Highs, you know, they know how to win and know how to be successful. So that does help. Ryan Manali did an outstanding job at De La Salle this year, and he had been grooming that program for the last couple of years. So we had a close eye. We've gotten some Cavaliers the last couple of years, and I think the trend continued this year. You know, one of the biggest compliments we can get in recruiting in here at Nichols is when people say all the time, hey, you got a steal. How did you get that guy? You know, well, we've done that the past couple of years and gotten guys that are really just good football players. Might not be the tallest, might not be the biggest or the fastest. And in Julian Gums, we got a guy who may be arguably the best player coming out of the city this year. I mean, he's a 3A MVP. And he's not your prototype running back, but he just wins. And those are the kind of guys we've been having success with.
5'11", 225. Something tells me he knows where the weight room is.
Yeah, he is put together, and he is a bull. And, he's faster than, you know, when you put that clock on guys, some guys can run that fast 40 time, but you put this guy in a uniform and put him on the football field, he is just fast enough to run away from you.
Well, look, I can hear the excitement in you, obviously, when it's recruiting day. But the success you guys had last year, there's a lot of excitement. Folks are really getting involved in the community and enjoying it. And you know what, Coach, what that breeds? Expectations. So get ready when spring practice comes, because it's all about expectations. But you gotta like expectations, because that means you're trending the right way.
Well, exactly. And somebody told me that the other day, and they said, oh, man, now people are going to expect you to win. I mean, come on, as coaches, I mean, that's what we do. If we don't have those high expectations, that we could be on the top, I mean, we probably shouldn't be in this business, you know. So, but, you know, on the flip side of that, you're probably not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. Maybe a team was going to be able to prepare a little bit and saying, hey, it's not the little old Nichols anymore. We better get ready for them. So, but we like the expectations. We built it. We created it. And we're going to be excited about it.
Sounds good. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time this afternoon. I know you're busy, but it's also a very exciting day. Thank you, Coach.
Hey, anytime y'all need it, man. Appreciate it.
For sure. Tim Rebo of the Nichols Colonels, Pepito. An exciting year last year. And, you know, you mentioned it there. And, man, if you are on our show on Thursdays, Game Time with John Forkett and myself, we had Casey Gisclair come on every Thursday and give us a prep report. And it was always, man, every week, De La Salle, they played good. That's exciting. And that's what I'm getting at. Look, a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I get it, right? It's the bigger program. Goes to LSU. But for Tulane, for Nicholls, for La Tech, for Louisiana Lafayette. There's a lot of kids, man, that come out of either New Orleans or in the state, in the era. That's what they're dependent on. And when you take a look at Coach Rebo's class, LaPlace, South Lafourche, St. Martinsville, De La Salle, Brobridge, Lafayette, LaPlace, Raceland, Plaquemines Parish. I mean, you know what I'm getting at? That's what I'm saying. Today is a cool day for a lot of kids because they're going to play a little college football. You never know where it may lead them. I get it.
Sure.
I know we focus a lot. It's what we do. Some of these guys are going to go on Sunday. It's about going on Sunday. I mean, again, Patrick Surtain in his statement for the next 3 or maybe 4 years.
You know? 3? Yeah, exactly. Maybe 4.
Thinking of leaving early.
Absolutely.
As a junior.
Yeah, for sure.
But for most of these kids, this is an opportunity to go to school and get a free education. Maybe your folks couldn't afford that. I'm telling you right now, as a 14-month-old father, right? I have no idea how I'm paying for Carver to go to Brother Martin or college and all that stuff. I mean, so, yeah, retirement plan. Get out there, kid.
Show me something.
You want a snack of peaches? That's fine. Mm-hmm. Kick that ball. Let's go.
Let's see it.
Yeah, no. It's a good day for a lot of people today and families.
Big opportunity.
Congratulations to all these kids, man. Really do. We come back. Coming up at 2:45, we'll hear from Willie Fritz and Tulane. Both of these schools are going to play in Uptown New Orleans. Don't think that's not going to be a big game because they're recruiting for a lot of the similar kids as well. So that'll be a big one.
You want to give some gift certificates
Let's
away?
Let's do that. Who wants to give away or get a free manicure to that special someone? You can use it yourself to Kronos Health and Wellness Spa here in Metairie. We're going to give you a free manicure. You have to call, and you're going to be part of the show. Maybe that's what's scaring people.
Then what?
It's a trivia question. It's a simple trivia question. See if you can show me.
Well, no, the new trivia question is, let's see how quickly you can Google the answer to the trivia question while you're live on the air.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Our thanks to head coach Tim Rebo. It is signing day. Head coach Willie Fritz of Tulane Green Wave will join us. We had Clifton Brown and Dino earlier last hour to talk about the Pacers and Pels game tonight. Mr. Clifton Brown covers the Pacers, and he just chuckled, Jason, when I asked if he was going to the game. He said, "Well, I didn't come here just for the gumbo," but he didn't say he came for the game either. I might have convinced him to just go ahead and just go to the parade, go see Knicks tonight.
Don't blame him.
No, the rain's on its way. And hour number one, Tim Buckley covers the Raging Cajuns. We had him at 12:45 to talk about their new head coach, Billy Napier. And he said he's very much of the Nick Saban clone. He was a wide receivers coach for Bama for 5 years, Arizona State associate head coach, now the head coach over at UL. Cody Worsham at 12:15. We talked about what happened this morning at LSU. About to get to LSU Crip here in about 15 seconds first. It all started with this. Patrick Surtain this morning just after 10.
First of all, I'd like to thank God for all the blessings, you know, he gave me throughout this tough process. And I would like to thank my family, friends, and supporters for guiding me into making the right decision. And for the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be furthering my education at
I tell you what's scary, not only about that, I mean, LSU fans were unhappy with that, but Patrick Surtain was at Southern Miss the same 4 years that I was there, Benito. This kid's graduating high school. You know how weird that is? I mean, seriously. Senior year out of class with him. How his kids accepted a college scholarship over to Alabama. LSU Crip wants to join in the conversation. 800-998-1003. What you got, man?
Yeah, it's LSU Chris. Sorry about that. You guys are
no problem.
Pessimistic. LSU got the two in-state number one receivers, both 5-stars.
Yep.
Coach O was talking about locking up the borders, stealing the state. So he went out to try and get Surtain. How do you blame a guy for having a guy for 600-plus days already committed to him and then lose him on the last day? Come on. Give him a break. They're working hard. They address most of their needs, offense and defensive line. We all know that that was their weakness mostly for this year. They got plenty. Unfortunately, we didn't happen to get a good set of defensive backs. We do have Joseph who signed with us. We got returning, not Tolliver, he's gone, Dante Jackson, but we'll be fine on the defensive back. Next year's crop's got, what, 6 or 7 high-quality defensive backs in the state. We'll be able to fill and refill for next year. Be pessimistic, guys. Come on, turn it around. Optimism gets you what your players want. They don't want to sit there and listen to everybody call in and complain. Let's go. Be on the optimism. What do you
think?
That's
a very good point, LSU, Chris. That's true, because if you don't think, no, I tell you what, if you don't think, these kids follow what's being said or being talked about, that is for sure. And it does. Look, here's the thing. I've always thought about this, LSU, Chris, and I'm sure you probably agree. If we message what
hey. Yeah, if they hear it from the top and people are all aggravated, you think they want to go? 13
Junior spurns LSU, sends Tigers message boards into a frenzy. And yeah, it goes into a frenzy. And then they screen capture, you know, the title of message boards. How can anyone support? Oh, how will this dud finish be spurned into good news? No cornerbacks in class. Then it goes, how in the bleep do you lose a recruit you've had for 2 years? The reality of the hire, not good. I think this melt surpasses the McKnight melt for all-time recruiting melt title. For 2.5 years, you had LSU, considerable lead on Surtain, and you lost him. No backup plan. What makes some believe 2019 will be a great class if we can even finish right now? Wow, just wow. Disaster you. These are all headlines. Well, these are like different message threads that CBSSports.com screen captured. And LSU, Chris, you bring up a good point. If I'm considering LSU next year and I'm seeing this, does it make me maybe take pause? Or do I just go, that's every college school with the big fan base and that they're passionate or stuff? But you bring up a good point, LSU, Chris. If you constantly tweet and post stuff like that, if I can find it and CBSSports.com can find it, something tells me the recruits find it, and for sure, the coaches that are recruiting against you can find it.
And also, I mean, I understand Surtain saying, I want to go where there's a championship culture. Great. But you know what tastes sweeter and better?
Yep.
Is when you're on that team that has to get together, build, beat, and win, and become a championship. That's where your pride comes from. Not just getting on a train that's already rolling and under express, and you're there taking a free ride. Work hard for it. You'll earn it better.
No doubt about it. Thank you, LSU, Chris.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
It's one of the things I threw out there. Thank you for the phone call. Yep, for sure. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. NOLA is the way to chime in as well. I'm asking you, right, what is your recruiting point? What's your pitch? I'm being serious. Like, I'm not being funny. I want to know from LSU fans that are either happy or not happy today, or optimistic and not optimistic. Coach O calls you and goes, lost some of these big guys. You're an LSU fan. You're big. You got season tickets. You're the tailgating guy. I mean, the baby isn't even dried up yet, and you're already putting in LSU clothing when you first have it. I mean, you're a diehard. So come with me to this recruit's home. And after I say hello, I'm going to go, you know what? My boy over here, so-and-so, he's going to tell you why you need to come to LSU. Coach O is trusting you to sell it. What are you telling them?
I kind of wish you would have done that in Coach O's accent.
People do that, and people say it's disrespectful, and I don't.
But I'd like to see you attempt it.
I don't.
Because it's you.
No, it's
because
not.
You did mispronounce P-Rog earlier.
It's P-Ro.
That's my point. I would love for you to try this.
It's P-Ro.
Let's do it. Let's role play.
No, we're not role play.
You be Coach A. You be Coach O.
Coach A?
Yeah.
Who's Coach A?
I'll be Coach A. You be Coach O. Coach assistant. I'm the assistant.
Oh, really, Coach A? I'm not doing Coach O. Not doing it.
I want you to do it. So I'll give you a dollar.
No. And it's P-Ro. Here's the thing.
Thank you, Scott.
What are you doing? What are you saying? CJ, who that? Chris, our Mardi Gras is better than Mobile's Mardi Gras. He also says we have drive-through daiquiri shops. It's 241 Wednesdays. Again, I don't know if that's probably what you want to tell mom and dad right there.
I don't know. It's not bad.
Really? Thank you. That's where dad and, well, not baby dad. That's where mom goes, all right, you know what? We're dinner's in the oven. It's time to eat. Thank you for stopping by. And then the door hadn't even closed and you can hear and you're still in the walkway. Not in bleeping hell are you going over there. Yeah. Thank you, Pepito. You now lost another five-star recruit for LSU.
I tried. We'll get the right person.
Charles on Twitter at GCAT_17, rice and gravy. Lots of food, lots of eating.
That's what we're known for.
800-998-1003. The teacher wants to pull back, grab. You got a pen and paper? Here we go. Time to go to class. Here it is. The teacher, you are on. Thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. Go, my friend. Enlighten us.
I thought about you. When Sir Tan thing, when it lit up, I figured you were on the Mississippi River Bridge. Okay, jump off right away. Right away, I thought about you. Anyway.
Me? No, not me. I was just reporting.
It's a good year. It's a good year. Nobody gets involved. It's a good year. I don't know how people complain. What do they want him to do? He can't coach. He can't speak. That's pretty bad, okay? Why would you go to LSU versus Alabama, for example, if you're a particular kind of player? You're going to get expert coaching, but I do predict this, that next year will be the worst year Alabama's had in a while. He lost good coaches. He lost real good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the Pelicans.
No, I agree. Look, I mean, okay.
It's the same old story. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead, teacher.
Let me just give me a history thing. When they hire Gentry, an offensive wizard, he learned from D'Antoni, he went over there with Morris, and he was the key man for that offense. So they hire him. Am I correct? Okay. He don't know enough about offense that he comes back and he hires an offensive coach. They need 12 defensive coaches. You know, 12. And, of course, make them all millionaires. Heaven forbid that after that actually not make $1 million if you work for LSU. But I can't say it. We talk about defense every time we talk, and nothing is ever done about it. Nothing ever done. Your guest, he said, you see what we can do one quarter out of the whole game. You see what we can do. Well, if he's that good, why can't we get somebody to insist that they do what they're supposed to do and coach them and get the respect of the players? You can answer that for me.
Right. Now, teacher, look, I like I said, it's remarkable because one of the things that you can easily see is the lack of defense on this team. I mean, that's kind of what it is, right?
Right. When they get tired, they just slow down. If they're going to lift a pillow, one of them would lay down and go to sleep, I'm sure. But they just don't have a fight and fire. And, you know, Davis, the big guy, the good guy, he's great, isn't he? He's a pudding. Last year he had 7 contusions that kept him out of the game. Contusion. Just think about that for a minute. Was that a prick with a pencil or something? That's ridiculous. They're in trouble. They are in deep trouble. I don't know if they can bail out of this. Are they going to offer my man $175?
Boogie's 5 years, 175 would be max.
Are they going to offer that, you think?
Yeah, it's, I think, very close. Maybe 150. As you always say, teacher, make people very rich here in Louisiana, coach.
Hey, yeah, Club. When the phone rings, you pick up the phone and say, Is this LSU? Shh, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
That's a shame. There he goes, the teacher. Thank you for the phone call. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, do you not have some sort of optimism? Or can you look at the long term? Because when you look at LSU's class, it is built on the offensive and defensive line. Yeah, you got some receivers, didn't get a quarterback, didn't bolster the running back and the secondary as well. As LSU Chris called, though, he said, look, next year's class is going to do that. Got to build the line. LSU's blown up by Bama every year. Line. But I'd love to hear some of your takes. 800-998-1003. What is your selling point to a recruit? If you get to go in the living room, this is why you should come to LSU and not Alabama. Boom. The following. One more segment to do that. If you'd like a massage from Kronos, it's a manicure, not a massage. But it's a health and wellness spa. Got a gym. You got all kinds of things. We're offering a free manicure that you could add to your Valentine's Day gift. It's a week from today. Give us a call, 800-998-1003. We'll give you that free manicure on us, on ESPN New Orleans. Again, as we were talking about with Kronos. Are you going to go for a little age and wellness? You got some wrinkles you can get rid
if
of.
If I win.
CHRONOSBHW.com. Kronos Body Health and Wellness. That's what the initials stand for in the website. Go check out all of the different services. But we want to help you out on Valentine's Day, give you a free manicure. 800-998-1003. If you want it, have three today to give away. So let's do the one now before head coach Willie Fritz gives us a call next segment. And we talk about the Tulane recruiting class. We're talking about the recruiting class. And by the way, Matt Moscona just tweeted they are going to carry Coach O's presser live at 3 o'clock. So right here at the top of the hour, you can hear Coach O's remarks. And just on that tweet alone, Jason.
What is it?
I'm trying to understand why people are tweeting hashtag disaster you. So he didn't get Surtain. He grew up, played in Florida. I mean, I don't, because his dad is here. And if, look, and I'm just saying, somebody tweeted me that it, Patrick Surtain, and he's a USM guy. So that's why. But apparently throughout the season, Patrick Surtain ripped LSU, the dad, several times. Coaching, play on the field, what have you. Like, this individual said, I'm not surprised at all. So, I don't know. But if you want to listen to the remarks, it's coming up at the top of the hour. There's some good news. LSU did add on walk-on Jordan Loving. There you go. To the recruiting class because they didn't have any quarterbacks, so they picked up a walk-on. I'm really trying to make it look good today, Jason. I just hashtag disaster you. I mean, that's pretty much all. When a national network or website goes and screen captures. I'm not talking about they put it in the SEC section of the college football homepage, Jason. It was headline 2 on CBSSports.com, LSU message boards meltdown. I mean, and LSU Chris had a good point. Here's the thing, Jason. How much should you show disinterest or distaste or anger based on something in today's day and age where obviously if you and I can do it, anybody can go to it. I mean, he brought up a good point. What makes you think kids in the 2019 class aren't seeing how people feel about Coach O, or as many now call him, Coach Ono?
Also, why bank on one player to think that they're going to make the difference?
Well, you need a difference maker. I mean, you do need a difference maker. That guy could have been a difference maker. A lot of people felt he can be a difference. I mean, he's the number one cornerback in the country.
But still just banking on one player.
Well, it would have closed the class strong. Josh wants to chime in. Thanks for giving us a call, 800-998-1003.
Yeah, Gus. This is terrible.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, Gus. This is horrible. Like, Coach O has one job. Coach O came in as the best recruiter in the country. He's he's going to kill it on the recruiting cycle. And what do we get? Garbage. He comes in, and yeah, this guy might have strung him along, but it just looks bad that he has no backup plan for him. Nobody else. I know LSU Chris was saying, oh, we lost players and we have them. And, hey, get your purple and gold glasses off and at least know the players when you call into a show like this. It's Greedy Williams behind him. Yeah, he's a stud, but we only got him for a couple years, too. We need to be loading this up. Corey Raymond can only do so much. David Ramsey can only do so much. But the best thing we can do right now is hope the Board of Supervisors all leave and decide to spend some money. We get rid of Coach O and, I don't know, promote David Randa to head coach. Do something. We got to spend some money. I mean, I know we're spending money on buyouts with Les Miles. We're spending money on buyouts for Coach O. But Coach O didn't make it as a head coach at Ole Miss. USC didn't want him after he succeeded as an interim with them. They would rather want it to go a different direction. I mean, I know the Board of Supervisors is handcuffing him, not letting him go out and spend money or make hires because of the political way it would look, hiring Hugh Freeze or Kendall Bryle. But you just got to look past that if you want to win. And if you don't win, the program's going to lose money. But as the program wins, the school wins. Because more kids that see the program winning see the school and want to go to school where a program wins.
Josh, championship culture is what Patrick Surtain said. And again, can you argue with the kid when it goes to Bama? I mean, right now, that's what I'm saying. What are you trying to recruit? And for starters, you're trying to recruit kids to come play for you, but you kind of don't you have to have your house in order? And the perception is that maybe it isn't in order. And that's why, to me, what was disastrous, one, the win-loss record in year one, no one expected LSU to win the West or win the national championship. What was disastrous to me is that in the first year, you had your offensive coordinator and you very publicly not get along. You had to have a sit-down with the AD and the offensive coordinator and the head coach to get on the right page. Yet, in the presser and you announced him, I mean, he was everything that you wanted and you promised and stuff. And here's the problem. More fans have called today on this show mentioning what he mentioned in his presser, that I'm going to do this. I'm going to recruit this. Our offense is going to look like this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And that's the problem. When you do that, you're saying it's either going to be this, or if not, now people have that line of accountability. Now people can check off. Is he doing this? Well, no. And well, is he doing this? Well, no. Well, is he doing this? Well, no. So I guess when you look at it from that perspective, that's the issue with it.
You can't come out in your press, the opening press conference after you hire, say we're going to go out, we're going to hire the best coordinators, the best this and that, and hire what everyone perceives to be a great coordinator in Matt Canada, have all the drama, let it leak onto the field, what happened with Troy, where you start meddling in it, then still say we're going to hire the best offensive coordinator, we're going to put the best coordinator on the field, and proceed to replace a young, up-and-coming offensive mind like Matt Canada, with no offense to Steve Ensminger and Jerry Stovall, but two guys that are in their 60s and 70s trying to relate to 17 and 18-year-old kids to get them to come to school, it doesn't jive. It doesn't make sense. Why do something like that?
No problem. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it for the phone call. Tyrone, we're going to come to you after the break if we have a minute. If not, tomorrow you're going to be joining us for the 2 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit more about this as well. Coach Fritz trying to call in, the head coach for the Tulane Green Wave. We're going to get to him right now after this break on ESPN. At Green Wave FB is the way to follow the Tulane Green Wave football team. Of course, it's the second day of National Signing Day. Head Coach Willie Fritz joins us now on the show to talk a little bit about that. How have you gotten used to this? What did you think the first go around with two signing periods? I mean, you pretty much did all your work that you had to in December. Do you like two signing periods, or did you just like it when it was the first Wednesday in February, Coach?
You know, I think it's good for the colleges. You know, the student athletes wanted it. By the way, how you doing, Gus? Hope you're doing well. I thought it was good for the universities, good for the colleges. you know, you just had to accelerate everything as far as your recruiting and building relationships and getting the kids on campus, getting them to games. You know, the NCAA, you know, interviewed quite a few freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors in college. You know, they kind of asked them what they felt they wanted to have, and they were the ones who wanted to have an early signing period. And I think it's going to become earlier and earlier. I've heard we may have one as early as September here in 2 or 3 years, and may even be earlier than that. And I think there's some good with that. It makes schools not throw out all these offers with no intention of ever honoring the offer. There's schools out there that they might have 100, 200 offers out. You know, and what happens if all of them call one day and say they want to come? You know, so I think that'll clean that up a little bit. But yeah, we liked it. You know, we only signed, you know, basically three kids today. So it was totally different than it's been in the past.
Head Coach Willie Fritz, I've been asking different coaches. We had Coach Rebo on from Nichols. We talked to a couple other people that cover, of course, LSU and UL and their new coach, Billy Napier, and just all the different challenges they have and what they use as well. And I'll ask you what I've asked a lot of the people today on signing day as well. You sit down in the living room, what are you selling? What is your top selling point as to why folks should come play over at Tulane?
Well, we're very lucky. We've got a lot to sell here, but we really are trying to sell three things. You know, first and foremost, an opportunity to get a world-class education. You know, 4,140 colleges and universities in the United States. We're the 39th-ranked school academically. We're the 8th-ranked school and that plays Division I football out of the 130 schools that play Division I football. So we really try to sell the academics. The parents love that. And, you know, and the student-athletes do as well, but they're also interested in the second part that we're selling, and that's playing in the American Athletic Conference. 2 years ago, we were the 5th-ranked conference out of 10 conferences to play Division I football. We're actually ranked ahead of the Big 12. I think we ended up the year with three schools ranked in the top 25 this year and a couple receiving votes. So this is a great conference. I was at a part of the group of four, we like to call it here at Tulane, and I was at one of those conferences prior to coming here to Tulane, and there's really just no comparison. This is a great conference from top to bottom. So we sell the opportunity of world-class education, get to play big-time Division I football, and last but certainly not least, you get to do it in the iconic city of New Orleans. You get an opportunity to be in the number one destination city in the world for 2018. So we think that's quite a few things we get to sell here at Tulane.
Coach, just a couple minutes left here. Let's get into this class and really where you need to build next year. Just a game short, a win short, a yard short, an inch short, really, from going bowling. I know that's obviously the goal for there. I just take a quick snapshot, losing a lot of key players on defense, probably want to build some line. How did you look at this class as to maybe immediate help or just maybe building for the future as well? What can you give us in terms of a snapshot from the 2018 class?
You know, we needed to you know, continue to keep getting better as far as the talent level that we're recruiting. I think this is the highest ranked class that Tulane has maybe had in a long time. And, you know, who knows what that means. We'll find out here in a few years exactly what that means. But, you know, there's a lot of competition. We beat a lot of good schools, a bunch of these guys. I thought we did a good job of attacking both the offensive line and the defensive line. 4 signees on the offensive line, really 5 signees on the defensive line. We got bigger, got a little bit more mass. We needed that. We're not a real big football team. You know, you've seen all these teams in up close and personal, and that's the big difference playing in the American. You got huge offense and defensive lines. We also feel like we got faster. We need more playmakers, you know, both on the offensive and defensive side of the football. And to do that, you got to have speed. You got guys who got great change of direction. And the other thing that I think we did a much better job is signing 8 guys from the state of Louisiana. You know, we're going after the top-notch guys in the state of Louisiana. We're not settling for seconds or thirds. And this is a very competitive state as far as recruiting is concerned. A lot of outside of the state schools come in here and try to steal these great prospects. So those are some of the areas that we were happy with.
No doubt, Coach, let's wrap up here. Got just a minute before we wrap up the show. When does the practices first start? I think it's weightlifting, right? First for a little bit, just around the corner.
Yeah, we're pumping iron. The thing we're excited about as coaches, we're all off the road. We're going to be able to jump in the weight room, beginning tomorrow. And then we start spring ball on Monday, March 12th. And we'll go 2 weeks. And then we're going to have spring break and then come back and get after it. And our spring game will be on Saturday, April the 14th. So we're very excited about getting into spring ball. We've got four guys that were early enrollees, and they're going to be able to practice with us and see what they can do.
Thank you, Coach, a little bit for your time this afternoon. I know you're going to meet a lot of the supporters coming up later this afternoon, and should be fun. Thank you so much for your time today.
You betcha. Thank you. Roll wave.
Fun day today, Pepito, going around the state a little bit and kind of seeing. I asked all those different questions to the coaches and just people that cover the teams as well, because everyone's in a different place, right? I mean, for UL, a couple of not enough, right? Ellis. Country. Itty. It's like, man, this is great. I mean, this is what you do. And it's different, right? What you sell. And that's why I but what is it you sell? And for them, it's selling. Hey, we're building. And there's things of that nature. And then for Coach Fritz, you're right.